Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. If you brought a Bible with you, you can open that right now. If you need a Bible to bring with you, let me know. We'll get you one right away. The other thing we can do is have, if you have a phone with the app on your phone, you can pull that up, the Bible app, and have that available to you as well. We're going to be looking at a scripture passage in the book of Isaiah. And so kind of in the middle of your Bible, it's a big book. We often say the big book of Psalms is the middle of the Bible. So if you hit that book, go to the right a little ways, you'll find Isaiah. If you're in Jeremiah or another big book of Ezekiel, go left a little bit, you'll find Isaiah. And our passage will be Isaiah chapter 11. We'll be starting in verse 1. So Isaiah chapter 11, starting in verse 1. And as we sort of said at the beginning of our worship service this morning, we have been naming here in this season of Advent, a season of longing, a season of yearning. We've just been naming reality, that there is difficult things. There's hard stuff going on. There's what we are using the term darkness. And that can be hard at times to navigate. It can be hard to work through and think through. But we are claiming that promise. God has not left us. God has given a promise that he is going to come and redeem and renew and restore. And so we often talk about how Advent is a season of longing and of yearning, of anticipation and of expectation for God to come and make things new again. And we are claiming that promise in John chapter 1 where it says that light that we're yearning and longing for, that light is going to shine in the darkness. And the darkness has not, cannot overcome it. And what we've been doing here at Westview is we've made it a little extra dark in our worship center, and we've got this enormous Advent wreath all along our back wall here. And we are lighting a candle each week and allowing this light of the Advent wreath to shine in our darkness. And as this light shines from the Advent wreath, this light is conveying to us a biblical message about this light. And we've talked from the first week of Advent, we said the light that comes is a light that brings hope. And we said the next week that the light that comes is a light that comes from faith. Last week we talked about a light that comes is a light that gives joy. And as you heard in the Advent reading earlier, today we're going to talk about a light that provides peace. And so let's pray together, then we'll read and study this scripture passage. Would you please join me in prayer? This morning, Lord, we again come before your word. And we would pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us. Whoever we are and whatever we're coming into this space with today, whatever words need to be shared with us this morning, may those words be the words that we hear. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time that we can study your word. And we pray, Lord, that you would reign over this time of study so that we can learn and grow. And then we can be empowered too by your Spirit to live according to its truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Evan, would you please come and read our scripture passage for us this morning?
I'm reading from Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with the righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Evan, for reading our scripture passage for us this morning. We appreciate that. So on the top of the bookshelf in my office, kind of front and center, right in the middle, there is this wood carving. And I'll put it up here. Maybe we can zoom in on it, and you'll be able to see it even closer at home there. And this is a wood carving of a lion and of a lamb that is nestled in close. This wood carving is made out of olive wood. It was bought in Bethlehem in a store owned by Palestinians, a store that is located a mere 2 blocks away from an enormous cement wall built by Israel to separate and divide Israel from Palestine. This store is about a couple of miles away from a city called Jerusalem, a city whose name literally means to see peace, and yet a city that has never really seen peace in its existence. A land of current and historical and constant enmity between the people of the land and the nations around it. This is a land of endless conflict and endless unrest. And it was here in this land, near this city, next to this wall, in this town where Jesus was born, in this store from a beleaguered store owner, it was here where I bought this profound biblical image of peace. And today it sits on my bookshelf. And every time I look at it, I am reminded that no matter how messed up this world seems to get, that no matter how divisive things might be, that no matter how polarized things are becoming, this wood carving reminds me of what can come, of what is promised to come. And that's peace. There's a moving section in this passage that Evan read for us. And this part is more than just saying that opposites attract. This moving section here is a bold declaration. It's a promise of hope. It's a picture of what this incredible peace that is going to come. You have your Bibles open yet, I trust. Look with me at verses 6 and 7. It says, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and lion and yearling together. The cow will feed with the bear. And it sort of spills over into verses 8 and 9 as well, where this infant, this young child, appears to be in danger, playing near the hole of a cobra, near the nest of a viper, and yet no harm will come. But what I'm captivated by is those combinations in verses 6 and 7. Wolf and lamb, leopard and goat, and more. And these combinations here that Isaiah writes of, it makes me wonder, what would the combinations be like today? What would they be like in our current context? Would Isaiah maybe write something like, Hawkeyes and cyclones in the stands cheering together? What would he maybe write about how military vets and anti-war protesters agreeing on foreign policy? Or union leaders and CEOs playing golf together? or Fox News anchors and CNN anchors collaborating on breaking news, or Republicans and Democrats working together with a smile on their face. What else would we say? Is that maybe that's enough, yes? Because maybe we already hear those examples of our current context and we think, well, that's ridiculous. Maybe we hear those examples and we think, oh, that seems impossible. It seems as impossible as a hungry lion letting an innocent lamb nestle in close. But if this is possible, if this is possible, what is pictured here in this wood carving, and what is further named in verses 6 and 7, if that is possible, if a promise of peace is possible, could we imagine this morning that peace is possible in other seemingly impossible scenarios? That peace is possible for you and for me. That peace is possible between Hawkeyes and Cyclones, or now in Waukee, between Warriors and Wolves. That peace is possible in all the much more serious context that is around us today. That peace is possible amidst the divisions that so quickly divide us. That peace is possible in this current context that seems to relish polarization and seems to applaud extremism. Could these words, could this image tell us that peace is indeed possible amidst all that divides us this day? The light that shines in this divisive darkness is a light that provides peace. And to be honest with you this morning, it comes from a most unusual source. If we look at our scripture passage this morning, it comes from a tree stump. A tree stump of all things, right? This is the image, though, of verse 1. A tree stump. A tree stump that represents the nation of Judah, a once tall and proud nation, but had dealt with too much internal and external blows, right? Hostile nations that surrounded, internal corruption within. And so a once proud and tall nation is now this tree that has been cut down, a tree that is felled, but a tree that is not finished. Because the Lord says here in verse 1, the Lord promises in verse 1 that a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. You know what a shoot is, right? Right? We see it on the image here, this shoot, this sprout, this tiny new growth. And it says in this verse it's going to come from the root of Jesse. Right? Jesse being the father of David, King David. And so this shoot is going to be established and rooted in the Davidic dynasty. And from this rooting, it says, this shoot will bear great fruit. And this shoot, though young and tender, a little child now, is going to be empowered by the Spirit and is going to come and reign forever as king. Going to be empowered by the Spirit. Did you see the kind of the threefold empowering? The Spirit rests upon him. It says the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And so this young shoot, this child who's going to reign as king forever, is going to be blessed with the empowerment of the Spirit. And so this promised king that is to come will not reign as any other ruler, will not reign by the senses of sight and sound. But this ruler will reign with righteousness and will judge with justice and will forge ahead in faithfulness. His banner will fly before all people, and it says that the people of the nations, they will rally to him, they'll be drawn to him, which makes sense because of what it says next at the end of verse 10. The nations will come and be rallied around him because it says that the rest, the quiet, the calming, the resting place he offers, the peace that he provides, it says it will be glorious. Glorious. There's a lot going on in this passage. Listen very closely. The Spirit-empowered shoot of Jesse turned into a righteous and everlasting king who brings together where there is perpetual division. It says that his place of rest will be, would you say it with me? Glorious. Does that make you just want to go, doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound amazing? Doesn't that sound soothing for our weary souls as we sang a few moments ago? Doesn't that sound like something that you and I and this whole world needs? A place of rest that is glorious. That's peace. Peace is not the ceasing of violence or the stopping of fighting with each other. Peace is when righteousness reigns. Peace is when justice is the judge. Peace is when faithfulness is how we move forward. And in that, peace is then when divisions are debunked. And I don't know about you, but that's what I long for. I trust we all yearn for this. We desire this. And not just us, but the nations will rally to him. They're drawn to this banner, this bearer of peace. See, I believe that within each one of us, as we live in this context in which there's this unrest, there's this restlessness, there's this ever-present animosity and enmity that is always going on, I trust that within all of us, none of that sits well. That is grating to us, that we're exhausted by this, that this is a heavy burden upon our soul, that this is part of the darkness. And that's what makes this promised shoot of Jesse so great. The shoot of Jesse is a promise that better days lie ahead, when a lion will lie down with the lamb, that there is a light that is shining in the darkness, and it's a light that will come and provide peace. The peace provided by this light that is shining in the darkness does indeed allow a lion to lie down with a lamb. Or we put it in our own context this morning, it allows a Viking fan like myself to have fellowship with a Packer backer. It allows us to worship with one another, though we might lean left or lean right. It allows us to overcome all the differences we have that are so often emphasized. Because what peace does is provided by this light. The light that provides peace transcends the differences amongst us. When righteousness and when justice and when faithfulness are the rule, then my own personal agendas, then my own personal social leanings or political ideas, those become of least importance. When righteousness and justice and faithfulness are the rule, the light that is shining in the darkness makes those differences amongst us meaningless. And then peace can come. Then peace is achieved. Peace can come between you and me, despite any differences of thought that you and I might have, because light that comes, it overcomes the darkness. Now this morning I speak with great confidence that peace can happen between us, and peace can happen in this world that we live in. I speak with great confidence that this can take place. I speak with great confidence that this can take place because this peace has already happened. There's light that has come, and it has provided eternal peace. I want to share a scripture passage with you this morning. Romans 5, verse 10 says this. It says, "For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" In other words, what that's saying there is this. When there was division between us and God, when there was division between us and God, and we were enemies of God because of our sin, in that moment, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And through Jesus' death on the cross, in which he paid for our sins, that our sinfulness no longer causes division between us and God. We are reconciled, it says in that verse. And that's a fancy word that means we are made right with God. We are made right in our relationship with God. And so we, who were once enemies with God, where there was division, we are now at peace with God. And now that we are at peace with God, through the life of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, now that light lives within us. Now that light shines from us. And it is the light that not just provides peace, but it's a light within us that pursues peace. And so having been made right with God, having peace with God, we now pursue peace with one another. We can be at peace with each other, no matter any differences we might have of opinion, no matter any divisions that are there, because of the light that provides peace has come. Friends, Jesus is the light that we yearn and we long for in this Advent season. He is the light that shines in the darkness. And friends, having received this peace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we now, in this context that we're in, and it's hard at times, it's difficult at times, there's no doubt about it, it is dark at times. But because we have this peace with God, we can claim the light of Christ. And we can cling to the light that shines in the darkness. And we can pursue the light that darkness cannot overcome. And in that, we can find rest. We can find rest in the light that provides glorious peace. Today, this is our peace. And today, we proclaim this will be our peace. And so to all of us, may the peace of Christ be yours, be ours today, this Advent season, and always. Amen. Pray with me, please. God, we name this morning that whether we turn on the news or whether we click on a website and we see the headlines, it is pretty easy right now to feel overwhelmed by the dark divisiveness of this day. And when we hear stories of corruption, or we hear stories of exploitation, or we hear stories of fear-mongering or threats to safety, just like this past week, the feeling within us, we name God, is very much the opposite of peaceful. And we know, God, that that affects our hearts, it affects our spirits, it affects our relationships, it affects how we live and act and be amongst one another. And so, God, this morning in this prayer, we just name that we're going to cling to this promise of this passage. The shoot of Jesse that will reign with righteousness and justice and faithfulness, standing as a banner for all to come, and that we will find glorious rest in the peace that he provides. God, we name today that we long for this peace in our weary souls, in our fatigued homes, in our stressed relationships, in our unsettled communities, in our polarized nation, in a world that feels like it's coming apart at the seams sometimes. God, we name today that we need this peace. And so we claim to the promise today in this Advent season that light is coming in the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son. A light that will shine in the divisive and unsettling darkness and will provide peace. God, we also pray this morning a prayer of thanks, for we know the fact that Jesus Christ has come and peace is already ours with you, our Heavenly Father. We know that sins are forgiven. We know that our relationship is restored. We know that eternal, glorious rest is ours through Christ. And so we praise and bless you this day for this incredible gift, the peace that is ours through Christ. So God, today we pray that you would hear our prayer for all who need the promise of your peace. For those who are facing illness or sickness or health concerns. For Tom as he recovers from surgery and faces further cancer treatment. For Byron as he has rotator cuff surgery tomorrow. For others who are on our hearts and our minds. Lord, we pray for students whose week was unsettling at best due to threats of violence. God, we pray for protection for their hearts in the midst of senseless attempts of fear. God, hear our prayers as well this morning for holiday travel and for time with family. For we pray for families who are missing a loved one around the dinner table. We pray for families whose times together can sometimes be relationally strained. We pray for your peace that would be tangibly present as you know how it is needed. And God, for all the other matters and all the other ways in our lives where we feel unsettled, where divisions dominate, where we are uncertain, God, may your promise and may your fulfillment of peace be that in which we are able to find rest in you. Today, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he is the light of the world. We thank you that he is the Prince of Peace. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.